Okay, welcome guys. Welcome to episode number 32 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, this is Sandra speaking. I'm a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have a question, please email me info@gitanastyling.com. Info@gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A. Styling.com, and I'll be happy to get back to you and feature you here in the podcast. You know, you can always chat with me and other amazing entrepreneurs inside our free Facebook group, which is Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. We share information, inspiration, support, and knowledge to grow a successful fashion business. Remember also that we have our Etsy store where you can find amazing workbooks and planners for your fashion business, and our incubator program where you can find more guidance and support to build that successful fashion business. Today we have an amazing podcast here for you. I have an amazing guest here with us, and I'm very excited, and I'm going to introduce her to you, okay? Her name is Belinda Jacobs. She is the co-founder of TechPax. Belinda is a technical designer from London. She's now based in LA. She had her first job in fashion at the age of 15, fixing swatch cards together. Since then, Belinda has been designing and creating TechPax for more than a decade, okay? For household name brands and independent designers alike. I'm super honored to have her here with us. Welcome, Belinda.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you and talk about this, because so many people need so much help with this. So I'm super happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
My name is Belinda. I've been working in the industry for a long time. I used to work as a designer for some big brands in the UK, and we always had so much trouble communicating well with factories and having a smooth process to go from design to actual production. So over the years, I kind of started working on improving the processes for this. And when I moved to the US in 2016, I decided to start my own company and focus just on helping other designers and small brands with this problem of, you know, going smoothly from design to production. So that's how TechPax Co. came about. And now we're based in LA. We're a small team of three. And yeah, we spend all day creating tech packs, which I'm sure we can dive into later in the conversation.
Yes. Tell me a little bit more about that every day. What is your everyday like?
Yeah, so the fun thing about having a small business and working with clients is that all of our brands make very different products. So we get to work on lots of different products all the time. So even though we just provide mainly one service to clients, we still, the day-to-day and the actual work that we do is still very different, which is really fun. But yeah, on an average day, I'm meeting with clients, speaking to my team, working on tech packs, sketching, and what else? And running my business as well when I have time to, drinking lots of coffee as well, always at the same time.
Yes, of course. So let me ask you, you always talk about on your website, on Instagram, you talk about having a blueprint of your design to simplify the production. Tell the audience a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this blueprint is what's known as a tech pack in the fashion industry, which I believe is short for technical packet. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind it is that you document your design and the materials and all of the specifications for your design in one central place. Mm-hmm. And you create this kind of like Bible hub. Yeah. Place and have this one master document, and that way everyone on your team, everyone in your supply chain, all of, you know, the team, the various teams that are going to be working on your product can see all of the details in one place, and it's very clearly laid out, and you have one central location to manage updates to the product, and just, you know, keep it really clear and simple.
Yeah, and that's so crucial in this process. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I bump into a lot of designers, especially designers that are just starting out, and they just, you know, they want to focus solely on the creative side of the process. You know, they love that and they spend a lot of time there, but then they don't dedicate as much time to that technical side of the process. And, you know, the design needs both things, right? It needs the creative and it needs the technical. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, definitely the creative side is way more appealing to think about and dream up. And yeah, I completely get that. But I think if you are a designer and you're struggling to focus on the technical aspects, I would just imagine your customer and imagine them wearing your products. You know, how do you want them to feel when they're just touching your products or when they're wearing them and putting them on and actually using them? You know, do you want them to feel, do you want them to feel good? Do you want them to feel, you know, like they look beautiful with or wearing whatever the item is? Do you want them to feel like it's useful and it's the right size and it fits well? All of those kinds of things. Because yeah, you're not just making art that's gonna sit on a wall, you're making something that's functional and that's actually gonna be used in someone's life. So you have to kind of think about how they're gonna experience that if you really want to make it a good product instead of, you know, just a drawing.
Totally. Plus the process of communication between you and the factories and everything, it's just going to be so much easier, right? Because, I mean, nowadays manufacturers and factories, you know, a lot of them don't work with you unless you have that tech pack, right? So how do you help designers in that process?
Yeah, I love this question, and I'm happy that you call it a process, because it's not, you know, so simple and easy to do. So we help designers with this process by, first of all, meeting with the client and sitting down with them and going through what their design is in detail. And more often than not, there will still be some, you know, technical aspects of the design that need to be decided, and things that clients rely on us to advise them on. So the first thing we do is just sit down and work out all those decisions and help clients with the technical pieces of the puzzle, whether that be materials or trims or assembly, sizing, whatever it is. And once we've done that and we kind of understand their goals for production and, you know, how they want their design to look and feel, then we go ahead and get started creating tech packs for clients, which is, like we said, it's this one document where all of the product information lives, to keep the team and suppliers on the same page. Okay. So we create those for clients, and they can then take them to work with a factory or a sample maker, and start the process of, you know, sampling and production.
Awesome. So for someone who's new to this, this is the first time they hear this word, they're just starting out, or, you know, they have heard of it, but they don't really know the details. What does the tech pack include? Like, you have already mentioned a bunch of things, but I just want to kind of narrow it down for them.
Yeah. I'll try not to use too much confusing language and jargon. So it would have a bunch of different sections, the tech pack. So first of all, you're going to want to have a section on materials. So, you know, listing out every single fabric and trim and fastening that's going to be used and what the details of those are. Then you're going to want to have sketches, obviously, so you can show the design. You're going to want to have some descriptions of what different things on the sketches are, just to make sure it's clear. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to talk about construction, so how is the product sewn together, and what are all the different joins, and how do they need to be assembled. Mm-hmm. And you'll also need to go over the decorations for the garment, you know, what's going on there. Is it, you know, prints or embroideries or all kinds of things. Then you as well can talk about color. Is the product going to come in multiple colorways? And you can talk about labels that go on there. You can talk about packaging that the product goes into. And then lastly, I would say is one of the most important sections you should consider, which is the measurement spec. So that's all these different points of measurement on the product, and a list of the dimensions of all these different points of measure. Yeah. And if your product comes in multiple sizes, again, you want to have all those points listed out with measurements for each of the sizes as well.
Okay, incredible. Yeah, so it's an amazing thing to have, and it has everything in there. No confusions, for sure. So
yeah,
it's an amazing thing for sure. And let me ask you, I kind of know already the answer, but I'm sure you can explain it way better. You know, are all tech packs created equal? Are they like standard? Are they all the same? Like how? Because I'm sure some people are wondering.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no official way to do it that everybody in the industry agrees upon, unfortunately, because that would make things easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, different companies are going to do it differently. I would generally say the more detail you want to put in there, the better.
Yeah.
You know, one page isn't really going to be enough information. So yeah, really get into as many details as you can, have as many images as possible. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, which just couldn't be more true in the case of production. Yeah. So that's definitely something to look out for. And I think the quality of the tech as well so depend on not just the people creating the tech pack, but also the quality of the design of the product that you're actually working on as well. So yeah, the better the product design is, the better the results are going to be at the end as well, which is what's important, the results of how your product comes out in production.
For sure. Okay. So to kind of summarize and wrap it all up, you know, according to you, you know, what are those benefits of having that tech pack?
Oh, so many. So first of all, you are... The main benefit is to really speed up and streamline the process of going from design to production. So do you want to spend a year on that process, going back and forth and back and forth and having samples remade? Or do you want to provide clear specification document? It can be understood quickly and correctly right away, and you're kind of well on the way within a month of you know, having an approved first sample and getting into production.
Yeah.
So definitely time. Cost is another benefit as well. You know, you can spend a lot of money on getting incorrect samples done, which is just the cost can add up so quickly. And the cost of, you know, delaying your product going to market is something that you should factor in as well. And the biggest benefit is probably just simplicity and peace of mind, and, you know, being a good customer for your factory, so they actually want to work with you again. Yeah. Just being professional, communicating clearly with other people. You know, your life will be so much easier in hundreds of different ways.
100%. So for those who are listening and want to contact you, where can they reach you? How can you help them? Do you work online? Do you work in person? You said you're based in LA. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so you can check us out on our website, which is techpacks.co. You can, if you're interested in working with us and using our services, you can book a free consultation with us online, and just to, you know, ask us any questions. We work with all our clients remotely, so we have clients all over the world. And we also have on the website some do-it-yourself products that you can buy. We have a tech pack template, we have courses, we have workshops, a bunch of different downloads if you kind of want to explore and try things out yourself as well.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you, Belinda. That has been super helpful. Is there anything else you want to add or tell the audience?
No, that's everything. You asked me some really great questions.
I'm so glad you're here. I mean, we had touched on this on other episodes, but not, you know, dive deep into it. So I'm super happy that you were here and explaining this. Guys, if you have any questions, please contact her. I'll make sure to leave all her links below in the description so you can get in contact. You can ask. I'm sure she'll be happy to jump on a phone call and answer your questions. So yeah, I think that's what we have for you guys today. Again, thank you, Belinda, so much for being here. I'm super happy that you came. Thank you guys for listening and hanging out with us. If you like this podcast, please let me know. Send me an email, send me a message, share it with someone who might like it too. Also, if you have a moment, please subscribe, because it will help us. We're so appreciative of your support. Thank you again for hanging out with us today, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.